Good evening. This is John Batchelor. The show begins tonight in Gaza. Securing Gaza after the gunman's surrender. I speak with Jonathan Schanzer about the planning right now underway for a post-Hamas gunman Gaza. The Philadelphia Corridor, that is the international border with Egypt. I visited the Philadelphia Corridor in the first decade of this century. 400 yard wide, sandy, and I was driven in a S fashion, S making S's across it, an armored personnel carrier by members of the Golani Brigade, to a redoubt that was built, iron-built concrete, for the Golani Brigade on duty at the Philadelphia line. That was the first decade of this century, before the handover of Gaza to the Gazans and to Hamas. Therein lies the problem. The handover created the conditions that led to the mass murder of October 7th. What I understand is we're going to put the Philadelphia line back into place and other security. And then it's off to the Lebanon border, where the same story is, it is not secure. 100,000 people have evacuated their homes because of harassing fire by Hezbollah, the Radwan Brigade of Hezbollah, the specialists firing rockets into people's homes. Something must be done. What? There are plans. And then to the question of Ukraine and the question of Navalny and the question of Russia with Katrina Vandenhove. We go to Moscow. We go to the Gulag once upon a time. We certainly go to Kyiv. No answers. The ongoing threat of a wider war. And then the United Nations with Conrad Black. How do you repair the damage that's been done by the cynicism of the General Assembly? Conrad Black recommends a bicameral United Nations with responsible senior sovereign states voting as if a Senate. And the General Assembly made up of opportunists and other bad actors having a vote, but not the weighty vote they have now in this effort to demonstrate sympathy or somehow encouragement for the axis of resistance. And then a conversation with Richard Goldberg about Hezbollah, yes, the threat with 160,000 rockets, many of them augmented with guidance that can hit what they're shooting at. And then the question of the suspect nuclear weapons program in Tehran, the game playing, takes 20% to 60%, takes some 60% down to 20%. Game playing. The IDF's success, Peter Berkowitz emphasizes, no one had predicted that the IDF would conduct the Gaza affair with the precision and care that it has. I understand the casualty number is very high, but it's not real. We'll get the real number afterwards. People died. But the numbers given out by the Hamas is propaganda, and everybody sees that. It's a game. I understand. Third hour is New World Report. Brazil. Bolsonaro answers Lula da Silva in a gathering of 600,000 people in Sao Paulo. Mexico. AMLO blasts YouTube for editing out his remarks in which he was doxing a New York Times bureau chief for what he said was provocation. Javier Milei is showing positive results in Argentina, a surplus in for a month, not seen for 10 years. And then Maduro reversing course, saying, I'm not looking to lift sanctions. I'm not looking to make concessions. Joseph Umar observes that Maduro intends to take Guyana. He's just making it look as if he's independent of everyone's imprecations. Right now, Maduro is a threat to Guyana and will remain a threat. He wants that oil. The Rocketeers of Iran, Bill Raggio identifies the rockets and the arsenal out of the Houthis in North Yemen, the rockets and the arsenals that are in the possession of the Kataib Hezbollah, but no missiles or drones have been directed against American and allied forces since the targeted killing in West Baghdad of a commander, a middle-level commander of Kitab Hezbollah. The U.S. Navy needs logistics to prevail in the Pacific, Bill Gertz identifies, and Cameron Bokhari speaks of the standoff in the High Himalayas between India and the People's Republic of China. There's much more to the show. A lot of conflict, a lot of war threat. It's that time of the century. Hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.